Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, next on Lunchtime Live, and this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea Gilligan all of this week. People in their 20s will not, as we've heard over the weekend, receive their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine until late August or early September, which means young teachers may have to return to the classroom without being fully vaccinated at the beginning of the new academic year. Now, the General Secretary of the Teaching Union of Ireland, Michael Gillespie, joins us on the line. Michael, good afternoon. Welcome to News Talk.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Michael, how will this impact on your members? Young, and obviously, we're talking about the younger teachers who may not be vaccinated come the September return to school.
Well, I mean, this is going to affect not just teachers, but students as well, in terms of the protections that we've had in place all year to keep schools opened. In other words, the washing of the hands, the distancing, the wearing of masks will have to continue in September. Because remember that all the under 18s in second level schools won't be vaccinated either. And we want to protect those so they can come to school, because we know if they get COVID, and we're obviously very worried about the Delta variant now, which is more contagious, they'll miss 14 days from school. That's if they don't get it very seriously. And 14 days is a lot. If a teacher misses school in a second level school for 14 days because they've got COVID, then first year to sixth year miss their Spanish, their German, their physics. So we need to keep the levels of protection up so that we don't have a spread. Now, we do know that the mitigation measures, the measures to protect students and to protect teachers in schools, did work once they were adhered to strictly, and that we followed the public health advice. We know that works. We just have to continue doing it in September now.
Okay, now there was a couple of weeks back a threat by teachers to strike over over being bumped down the priority list for vaccine when it was changed to an age-based system. But the reality of all of that is, by the time teachers return to the classroom in September, the majority of them will be vaccinated because of the age way in which it was rolled out. There wasn't an awful lot of public support from the public when you threatened, or teachers were talking about, industrial action over this vaccine rollout.
Yeah, well, the context of that at the time, it was the special schools were returning. And in the special schools, we have a lot of students with additional needs. And what we were finding was we had health professionals working side by side with SNAs and teachers in close contact with students. And the health professionals were still going to be vaccinated, but the teachers and the SNAs weren't.
It wasn't just with SNAs. It was teachers in general were throwing their toys out of the pram when it was announced that they were going to be put into the age category, like everybody else in society. Teachers, Gardaí were giving out at the time, and there wasn't support from the public.
The idea of who was an essential worker in the previous rendition of rolling out the vaccine plan, it was to be for essential workers, and other jurisdictions maintained that and decided who was essential workers. So we have, in certain jurisdictions across Europe, all teachers have already been vaccinated because they prioritise teachers and guards and other essential workers, not just teachers now.
But would you not accept that the way in which the vaccine has been rolled out, from the moment it was changed to an age-based system, it has run extraordinarily efficiently, and it really has, and they're flying through the vaccines now?
Absolutely, and that was due to the supply issues. Once the supply,
it wasn't just the supply, because when it's age-based, it's much simpler. You're either 55 or you're not 55.
Yes, but if you look at what other jurisdictions did at the time, they did parallel processes. They kept with the age profile, which, as you said, is very efficient. But in the same way as you had 7 queues, you had 1 queue for essential workers. When you got through all the health workers, you then moved to the police. When you got through the police, you moved on to the teachers, and they did them parallel, and that worked very, very successfully.
Okay, but let me come back to teachers, and we're talking specifically about young teachers here, because most people over the age of 30 will have been offered a vaccine before they return to school in September. So we're mainly talking about teachers in their 20s who may not have received their first dose. They may, but they may not. Is there a risk that those younger teachers may not return to the classroom in September?
No, because I mean those teachers have been working successfully with their students this year. What it will mean in September is that unfortunately we'll have to keep the protection measures in, but not just to protect teachers, but also to protect students. Remember, all the under 18s in secondary schools won't be vaccinated in September either. Mm. So we need to protect everybody in the school community that won't be vaccinated so that we can maintain the service. Because as I said, the more people that are going out, you're disrupting the service by minimum 14 days.
Okay, I'm joined on the line. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Michael. I'm joined on the other line by Eric Nelligan, who's a teacher, union rep, and a member of AIMTU's Education Committee. He joins me on the line. Eric, good afternoon. Welcome to News Talk. Should teachers be allowed back in the classroom, young teachers? Is there a worry that they may not return to the classroom?
No, like Michael said, I don't think there's a concern that teachers will decide not to return to classroom. Most young teachers now, they're all exceptionally professional. Where they're probably concerned is not so much for their own health, because the science says that young people that get COVID, they generally don't suffer too badly for the most part. But where I would imagine young teachers might be concerned is if they don't want to be seen to be the source of an outbreak or a cluster in the school. So from their own sense of professionalism, they're probably young in the job. They might be concerned that because at the younger age group at the moment, that seems to be where the virus is currently spreading because of just age cohort and lack of vaccines. They're probably concerned, young teachers are concerned coming back, that they may be the cause of bringing it to school, and they don't want that to happen. They don't want the school to close down. As Michael said, if there is a case in the classroom or with a teacher, the teacher is out of school for 14 days. It is very challenging. I'm an assistant principal as well, and it's very challenging to get sub teachers in to cover. So if something happens, there could be no teaching or learning going on for a fortnight or more. So that's what we want to try and avoid.
Realistically, we will most likely be talking about just a couple of weeks here, because people in their 20s won't receive their first dose until late August or early September, which is the start of the school term. And realistically, we're only talking about a couple of weeks before they're all done.
Correct. Yes, that's right. So, but it just would be great to ensure that schools start under no possible threat of closure.
But it would always have that threat of closure if children aren't being vaccinated. That threat is always going to be there.
Correct. But what we've seen in school is that the policies are being adhered to really, really well. So students always wear masks. There's partitions between students and desks. There's visors being worn. The windows are open. So everybody, to be fair, everybody in school, from the staff all the way down to students, they're following all the correct procedures that are advised. I suppose there's been a lot of school disruption for the last 2 years. Like we all know about how the leaving certs this year have suffered. And it would be just great if we went back in September.
Okay, so are you formally making a call for those younger teachers to slightly jump the queue by a couple of weeks and be vaccinated before they return to class?
I think it would be a prudent thing to do. It would ensure school starts back in September and the chances of a cluster spreading and teaching and learning going missing or being lost is reduced even further.
Okay, because I've just gotten a text in, and I'll read it to you. It says, it wasn't the teachers who were throwing their toys out of the pram, as you said. It was the unions who concluded teachers should be vaccinated earlier. Teachers were not balloted. I and many of my colleagues did not want to be brought forward in the queue. Now, I don't know what age that person is and whether or not that person's been vaccinated now. But the fact is that many, many teachers didn't want to skip the queue. They were happy for it to be rolled out on an age basis. And we're still there. We're still rolling through it. And most of the teachers will be vaccinated come September.
Yes, that's true. As you mentioned, the age-based system was much easier to implement. Mm. It just meant the vaccine program ran quite smoothly. However, it probably wasn't the best method to ensure COVID was curtailed. As you see, we're still in around the 300, 400 of cases. So the cases are still out there. But thankfully, the cases are, the people that are getting COVID now are less likely to go to hospital and less likely to go to ICU while the numbers there are dropping. So what it would just mean is if the younger teachers, and there might only be 15,000, which would probably be done in half a day, if those 15,000 younger teachers were vaccinated in the next 2 months, that would mean that the school could restart and the chance of a school closure had dropped dramatically, and the chance of teaching and learning going being disrupted have dropped dramatically. That's the point. That's the point I would like to make.
Okay, let me read this message that just came into us, and it says, even if a teacher has been vaccinated, they can still carry and pass on the virus, so it makes no odds if they've been vaccinated or not. We have not been told that having the vaccine stops transmission. It's dangerous to imply that it does, as it will cause people to let their guard down, says Jonathan in Wexford. And another message says, I have to say, while he's going on about special ed teachers and SNS, I'm a full-time family carer and I've never been a priority for the vaccine. I'm 31, so still not vaccinated. Teachers need to get over themselves on this one. Just wait their turn like everyone else. What would you say to that?
Sorry, who are you talking about?
Sorry, Eric. Eric, sorry. Yeah, Eric.
Sorry. Well, what I would say to that is all people that work in crowded workplaces, all people that work with vulnerable, all people that are carers, where the risk of transmission is greater, perhaps we should look at vaccinating the people who may be vectors of COVID. That's what I would say. But I understand it's easier for the government, it's easier for them to keep on by age. And I can understand the ease of this, but it mightn't be best practice. And best practice would probably be more towards risk-based.
All right, Eric, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Eric Nelligan, who's a teacher and union rep and a member of the ANTU Education Committee. And before that, we were talking with Michael Gillespie from the Teachers Union of Ireland. If you've any comments to make on that and whether or not the young teachers should get priority, you can call us on 1890 453 106 or you can text us on 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.